Hi, hello, welcome. This is Tease My Inbox, and I have decided to try to answer my own tops and bottoms questionnaire before I head into work today. So let's get started. Number one, songs, the ones you always sing along and the ones you never want to hear again. I honestly will sing along to pretty much anything. I like all different kinds of music, country, pop, hip-hop, classic rock, all kinds of stuff. The ones I never want to hear again. Well, I'm a children's librarian, and so pretty much the only song that I can't stand is the theme song to Caillou. Oh, it gets on my nerves so much. Number two, books. The ones you tell everyone to read or reread yourself, and the ones you wish you hadn't cracked open. Like I said, I'm a children's librarian, so I have lots of favorite books. Harry Potter, obviously, I think everyone should read it. I think everyone should listen to the audiobooks read by Jim Dale. They're phenomenal. I listen to them like all the way through once a year. Also, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. That one totally changed my life in high school. Let's see, the ones I wish I hadn't cracked open, Tess of the D'Urbervilles by Thomas Hardy. That was the most depressing book I've ever read in my entire life. I got about halfway through and I kept thinking, oh, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, and it didn't. So I stopped reading it, I watched the miniseries instead, and I bawled my way through it because it was so, so sad. Don't read it. Number three, hobbies. The ones you enjoy doing and the ones you don't see the fun in. Reading, recording for GWA. Let's see, knitting. I like to knit. I've dabbled in rock climbing. I used to play roller derby. That was a lot of fun, so I liked roller skate. Hobbies I don't see the fun in. Snowshoeing. I have no desire to do that. Pretty much anything involving lots of snow that's not sitting inside, drinking coffee and reading a book. Let's see, subreddits, the ones I'm happy I'm found and the ones I wish I could unsee. Obviously, GWA and Backstage, I love. I also recently found Accidental Renaissance, which is super sweet. It's like photos taken from modern day that look like Renaissance paintings. And Hybrid Humans, where people just Photoshop two people together and come up with funny names for them. Those are probably my two new favorite subreddits to check out. The ones I wish I could unsee, I've stumbled across some very bizarre things using the random NSFW link. But I think, yeah, there's just some things that remind me how sad and terrible the world is that I like to pretend don't exist. And are no sleep. Ooh, that one's creepy. Pickup lines, the ones that will make you take notice and the ones you ignore. I like cheesy pickup lines. I think they're hilarious. And if you can make me laugh, then I know that we're going to have a good time. So if you come up with a super cheesy pickup line, then I'm probably going to be interested in talking to you. The ones I ignore are the ones that are like super cocky, like, oh, you want to come home to my bed tonight or something. I don't really get a lot of pickup lines used on me. Date night activities, the ones that would make for a fun evening and the ones that would make me lose interest. I don't know about this one. Most things I could find the fun in, as long as, you know, it's something interesting. So I could see the fun in pretty much anything. The ones that would make me lose interest are ones that would be like, if my date didn't put any thought into what I might want to do, like, I guess like going to like a wrestling match would not be fun for me. I would not be interested in that. So, I guess if they didn't, if it was something that they just really wanted to do and it felt like I was just tagging along, that would make me lose interest. Body parts you find incredibly attractive and the ones that you don't really notice. Forearms and wrists, I love. Eyes, smiles, oh, smiles. Especially like the like smirk kind of smile, like I don't know. I like smiles a lot. The ones I don't really notice, feet, butts. The only time I've ever noticed a butt on a man was when I was at a baseball game and the team was stretching right in front of my seats. That was fun. Let's see. And oh, bonus points for talking about your favorite part of your own body, and negative a million points for talking about your least favorite part of your own body. Let's see. I like my hands. They're kind of small, but I'm very handy. Like I'm very good at making things. And so I think maybe that's my favorite part. I don't know. GWA tags, the ones that make you click through and give it a listen, and the ones that will make you pass on by. I like, light bondage, dom sub stuff if it's female sub. Let's see. I like some of the sweeter stuff too, or teasing. Obviously, based on my username, I love teasing. And let's see, the ones that will make me pass on by. Anything non-con, I'm not into. Anything degrading or humiliation, I'm not into. I don't like to be called, mean names. Let's see. Anything too rough, if it's like I'm gonna destroy you tonight, like no thanks. Solo positions, the ones that get you off without fail and the ones you tried but didn't do it for you. Apparently I'm the only one who thinks about this or, does it differently sometimes. I don't know. So I like usually I like to be like on my back, maybe have some toys, play around. I've seen like, some cam girls who are like on their knees, like on all fours, like with a hand underneath, and that just doesn't, I don't know, that doesn't work for me. Let's see, partner positions, the ones that push all the right buttons and the ones you could live without. I like being tied up, so not too much, not like completely like bound by rope in a. I've seen some things where it's like completely wrapped around your body, so you're basically like a stick. Like how that doesn't, I don't understand how that works. But I do like being tied to the bed, bent over, taken from behind. I love. That really definitely does it for me. The ones I could live without, I don't know. I'll try anything, I'll try anything. Reverse cowgirl doesn't actually do it for me. It always just feels like awkward, like I'm afraid I'm gonna bend the wrong way. But yeah, so those are my answers. I got it done just in time. I have time to upload before I go to work. So I hope you all have a great day, and I look forward to hearing or seeing more of your answers. Bye.